إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درود شریف علیه. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we have two very important words in the Arabic language. Two very important words in the Arabic language. The first one is the word barakat, barakat. And the second word is kathrat. Barakat and kasrat. Both of the words have been used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His beautiful kalam. In fact, the two words are also used in the Urdu language. The history of Urdu language is that it's made up of two languages, Farsi, Persian, and the Arabic language. So we find the two words also, as in Arabic, its use is also in the Urdu language, barakat and kasrat. It's extremely important that we have a clear understanding of what is meant by barakat and what is meant by kasrat, especially in the month of Ramadan, the month of dua, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you lift up your hands to Him, one must know exactly what He wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he must know the method of asking, how he should speak and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars have mentioned the definition of barakat. It means if an individual has got something, an amount which is less or a quantity which is less, in amount or quantity that thing is less, it can be anything, but despite it being less, it is more than sufficient for him. That is barakat. Something can be less in your possession, something can be less in your possession, but despite it being less, it is more than sufficient for you. It has this touch of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is sufficient for you. That is barakat. And kathrat in the Arabic language means that you could have something that is very much in quantity and also in amount. And despite that amount and quantity, it is still not sufficient for you. It is still not sufficient for you. So that is kasrat. You have barakat and you have kasrat. What would you choose, respected brothers? Barakat. Barakat chacha. Not kasrat chacha. What would you choose, barakat or kasrat? You have something that is much more in your possession in quantity, but it is still not sufficient for you. And there is one thing which is in your possession, quantity wise very less, but it is more than sufficient for you. That is barakat. Just to make it even easier for the brothers to understand, you have a man, a simple man who works, and his salary might be £100 a month. An example, £200 a month. But in that salary, Allah has kept a lot of barakat, a touch of mercy. So even in the £200, subhanallah, he enjoys his life. He will do exactly everything what his neighbor might do, whose salary might be £5,000 a month. But the difference is, he does not enjoy barakat. The salary, the payslip, £5,000, but he does not enjoy that amount that is given to him. Compare it to his neighbor, £200, and that person has got £500, but still it is not sufficient for him. And unfortunately for the majority of the believers, the bulk of people, Muslims, our understanding is that the solution of all the faults and problems that we face daily is in kasrat and not in barakat. And so we spend much of our time in making sure how we can multiply and how we can increase our material possession. And so we feel the more we have, the more we have, that will be the solution for comfort, peace, tranquility, sukoon, harmony, you name it. But in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at quantity or an amount. For him, he is Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing is like him. For Allah, there is nothing more, nothing less. Allah has clearly said in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the treasures belong to Allah, the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will find a simple man who wakes up in the morning, a laborer, someone who works hard for his living, and in the night he will enjoy his time with the family, and when he puts himself to rest in a simple bed, he will say, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahyai, and he will go to sleep until Musa bai says, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, if the receiver's on. And he will wake up. And then you have another person. He's got 10 factories, 10 buildings, beautiful cars. The wife has got a car, the husband's got a car, the children have got a car. Every room, beautiful, everything is there. A good business, everything is there. But when he sleeps at night, he will twist and toss and turn, and later on he will say to his wife, where is my sleeping tablets? Where are my sleeping tablets? Are bhai, look at your bank balance. Look at the money that you get. You are a wealthy man, look at your car. Every month you are changing your car, buying a new one, upgrading your car. But yet in the night he can't sleep. Do you get my point, my respected brothers? One is barakat and one is kasrat. And that is why the scholars have mentioned that when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask for kasrat, ask for barakat. Baat samajh mein aa rahi hai nahi aa rahi hai bhai? Don't ask for kasrat, ask for barakat, ask for the blessings. And the translation blessing for barakat, it's not the best translation. Do you think so, Marana? Your translation barakat ajeeb loves in the Quran. There's no translation to this barakat. A touch of mercy, that's what I say. A touch of mercy. In English is translated as blessings. Subhanallah. So when you make dua, don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, increase me in my health and in my wealth. Increase me in my health and in my wealth. If your dua is accepted, Allah can make you a multi-millionaire. But with that great amount being the tycoon of the time, the difficulties will also come with that. And if you say, Allah, increase me in my age, health, whatever, there is a possibility that you might become 60, 70, but at the same time, you might have to pay a visit to the hospital 4 times, 5 times in a month. And that is why scholars have mentioned, when you make dua, say, Allah, give me barakat in my health and give me barakat in my wealth. Give me barakat and give me barakat in my health and wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a long life. And when you say give me barakat, it means Allah give me tandrusti. Contentment. Barakat. Contentment. Chalo, contentment. Contentment. Subhanallah. So when you say, Allah, give me barakat in my age, it would mean Allah will bless you with a long life, with health, with complete health. So when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for barakats. In the month of Ramadan, ask for barakat, don't ask for kasrat. A lot of people have got kasrat, a lot of people. But sit in their company and you will see that outside it is something else and inside it is something else. Outside it is a great show and inside it is tension, depression, anxiety, difficulty, medication, problems with the wife, problems with the children, problems with the business, problems with that, problems with that. Subhanallah. Why? There is no barakat. Subhanallah. How do we get barakat in our life, my respected brothers? One verse that I have read in front of you in the khutbah. Allah has said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people of the city, Ahlul Qura, آمَنُوا, they bring faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقَوْا, and they live a life of piety, of taqwa, of taqwa, follow the commands of Allah and His Messenger, muttaqi. Allah is saying, لَفَتَّحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I will open up the doors of barakat from the heavens and the earth for them. Heavens and the earth. And this is barakat, my respected brothers. I remember when I just graduated from Darul Bari, we had the opportunity, alhamdulillah, many a times to go to Umrah in the month of Ramadan, being students of Darul Bari. I went to meet Sheikh Yusuf Mutala and I said to him, Hazrat, I'm going for Umrah. So he looked at me and he said, hey Muhammad, tu to miskin fakir admi, tara paase hun paisa ki tu Umrah ma chahelo. These are the words. And with a scholar like Sheikh Yusuf, you just look down. And he said, wait, you're going for Umrah? I said, yes. And he took this crisp 50 pound note, ironed. Maulana Sam, have you seen the 50 pound note? Queen Elizabeth ka photo usme. Ah, khubsurat. And he took a 50 pound note and he said, right, keep this. Keep it with you all the time. I took it as a gift, alhamdulillah, hadiyah to inkar nahi karna chahiye. I accepted it from Hazrat. I took the 50 pound note, put it in my pocket, my wallet, put it in there. Believe me, my respected brothers, I am in the house of Allah. It was just barakat and barakat and barakat for that entire duration of the journey of Umrah. Barakat and barakat. Subhanallah. And those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe me, my respected brothers, that anything they give you or they touch you, or even when they make dua for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a lot of khair, a lot of blessings, a lot of good in that. Subhanallah. That is barakat. So we should ask for barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not kasrat. He has the power. He owns the treasures of the world and the heavens. Everything is in His control. He can give someone a lot. And with that wealth that a person has amassed for himself, there is also a possibility that Allah can give him barakat also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, for him, there is no such thing as more or less for him. Nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah looks at your taqwa. And if you have taqwa, Allah gives you contentment. Allah gives you sukoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you peace. Even if difficulty will come. Subhanallah. You see, like the firemen, when they see the house that is burning and there's a lot of fire there, they won't turn their backs to the fire, they will push themselves forward. With all the difficulty, they'll go forward. Why? They are wearing the right gear. Fireproof clothes. So, jo aadmi muttaqi ban jata hai, takleef will come to him. It is not that somehow, because of his taqwa, difficulty will not come to him, calamity will not come to him. No, calamity will come to him. But due to his taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him sukoon. Allah will give him peace. He will sense tranquility in everything. He will have a smile in his face. Allah give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Hazrat Adnas Maulana Qasim Nanutwi rahmatullah alayh, he was the great Muhtamim, headmaster, principal of Darul Deoband. Not very far from Darul Deoband, there was another building, a university block, and the construction had just been completed. One individual had paid for that entire building, and so people were looking for the right man to take control of that building, university. And someone said that, I know just the right man, the one whose name is Qasim Nanotwi, the principal of Darul Deoband. What we will do is we will transfer him from Deoband to our university here. He will become the principal. And so people made an inquiry, what is the salary of Maulana Qasim Nanotwi? And they found out that his salary is 3 rupees at that time. How many rupees? 3 rupees. So Seth Saab said, the one who had financed that entire building, he said, no problem. Go and tell Maulana Qasim Saab, we will pay him 100 rupees. At that time, 100 rupees, free accommodation, and he will be given that post of being the headmaster principal. All were very confident. 3 rupees or 100 rupees mein fark hai ya nahi dost aur buzurg, bahut fark hai. A group of people came to Sheikh Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh and they said, Hazrat, alhamdulillah, you are the principal here, you have served the Darul Uloom. There are many other scholars that can take your position. We invite you to come not very far from the madrasa, just the building that is in front of you, and become the principal. And they said to Hazrat that your salary is fixed for 100 rupees. And with that you also get an accommodation. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayh looked at them and said, my brothers, listen to me. Darul Uloom pays me only 3 rupees. My needs are fulfilled in 2 rupees. My needs are fulfilled in 2 rupees. My expense, my kharcha, and the kharcha of my family, my children, it is in 2 rupees. I save how much? 1 rupee. When I save that 1 rupee, I spend that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I do is I go around Deoband in that area and look for an orphan and give that 1 rupee to him. And now you are giving me this burden of 98 rupees on top. I haven't got the time to go and look for orphans. I've only got time to look for 1 orphan. Jazakallah for your offer. But I don't want this post and position. And Hazrat for his entire life was on 3 rupees. Subhanallah. If Ibrahim Bhai Fulat is listening to me in the office, that does not mean that you don't increase my salary. Because I am not Maulana Qasim Nanotvi. Maulana Javed will agree with me. Won't he, Maulana? If we want a pay rise. I'm sure he's listening in that office. Huh? So, Subhanallah. But Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi could sense that barakat that he was receiving. 100 rupees on one side and 3 rupees, but in the 3 rupees was like 3,000,000 for him. The problem is we have never experienced barakat or barakat, and that is why we don't understand. Allahu Akbar. So these two words are very important in the Arabic language. Barakat and kathrat. Go for barakat, not for kathrat. When you see someone who has a lot in his possession, Subhanallah, many buildings, a lot of cars, a rich man, that does not mean he has barakat. Allah give him barakat. It is our dua. Allah give barakat to all the Muslims, everyone. But our target and aim must be for not kasrat but barakat. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an, a great sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. And the dua was, O Allah, give Anas a lot of barakat in children and in wealth. In children and in wealth. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an says that the dua was accepted, the dua of Rasulullah. In my life, in my hayat, in my life, when I count all my children and my grandchildren, they are more than 120. More than 120. Allah's Nabi said, give him barakat in children. Aapko ye dua chahiye, main dua karun? Nahi chahiye, Iqbal bhai? Chalo khair. As far as wealth is concerned, he says that I had heaps and piles of dirham and dinar in every room of my house. Such was the condition that the children would play hide and seek and hide behind the pile of dirham and dinar. That is how much wealth Allah gave me. Mubalagha nahi kar raha hu, kitabon mein likha. That is how much wealth Allah gave me. And that is why today we read in Fajr, Siratul Nabi, that Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an would give as gift gold necklace to the slave, to the slaves, maids that were there. Because of the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Many of these great buzruks that you see, what account do they have? What bank balance do they have? Nothing. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening the doors. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the great student of Imam Abu Hanifa. And at that time, the king was looking at him from the balcony. 50 students were behind him. And when Imam Abu Yusuf would enter the masjid, there was a fight for people to pick up the slippers of Imam Abu Yusuf. And so the king said, Subhanallah, look at this mullah and maulvi. People are fighting for his slippers, but yet nobody does that for me. Who is the real king? He said to his wife, am I the king or is Imam Abu Yusuf the king? But ye, bil akhir ye kya cheez thi? Respected brothers, that is taqwa. The more closer you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more makhluk and the creation of Allah will love you. In fact, so much so, never mind human beings, even the animals will love you. Even the animals will love you. Everything in the creation, the makhluk will love you. And to get taqwa, you need not to be a hafiz or an alim or a mufti. Any individual sitting here can be a muttaqi. And Allah will give him that status. The month of Ramadan is there, my respected brothers. Subhanallah, for us to stand and work hard and achieve that purpose, maqsad in life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Allah paak hareko tawfiq de. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.